The Council of Ministers, which convened on Thursday, failed to make any headway regarding the impending vacuum at the helm of the army as the January 10 retirement date of Commander-in-Chief General Joseph Aoun inches closer. According to sources within the ministry, there was complete silence on this issue, underscoring the absence of a consensual solution by political leaders or the lack of agreement among the major political parties. Multiple ministerial sources suggest that all options remain on the table, whether within the government or in parliament. Notably, ministers are yet to be briefed on the legal and constitutional study outlining the most viable options to prevent a leadership vacuum in the army. This study was prepared by the General Secretariat of the Council of Ministers and was brought up by caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati during the consultative meeting on Tuesday at the Sarail, in lieu of the Council of Ministers. In today's session, attended by 17 ministers, the main focus was on economic matters originally slated for last Tuesday's session, which was cancelled due to the lack of a quorum. A significant portion of the items on the agenda were approved. Ministers affiliated with the Free Patriotic Movement, FPM, were absent, a customary pattern since the end of former President Michel Aoun's mandate over a year ago. Mikati, policy of obstruction. Mikati subtly alluded to the efforts of FPM leader Gibran Bassel, though without directly naming him, to obstruct certain timelines. In his opening statement, Mikati remarked, "Some are trying to drag the government into discussions that seem constitutional and political on the surface, but their real goal is to pursue a policy of obstruction and monopolization." Mikati went on to say, "Nevertheless, we are determined to continue our work and steer clear of fruitless debates that have exhausted the Lebanese people. The government operates on the basis of what it deems appropriate, not according to personal agendas that some are trying to impose on critical deadlines and at this pivotal stage." He further highlighted, "Any decision we make regarding urgent deadlines will be based primarily on national interest and the priority of strengthening state institutions during this sensitive period. The government will not serve as a battleground for those seeking to settle personal scores and individual disputes at the expense of the common good." In his address, Mikati responded indirectly to the FPM and its leader, who stand as the sole opposition to the continued tenure of Joseph Aoun in his position to prevent a leadership vacuum in the army. In a recent statement, the FPM's political bureau strongly criticized laws proposed by the Lebanese forces and other parliamentary blocs to delay the retirement of the army commander, accusing them of resorting to unconstitutional and illegal measures. In a press release issued after their weekly meeting, the Aounist movement condemned what they described as a carefully orchestrated media and political intimidation campaign that has emerged in recent days. This campaign, they argue, is meant to stir concerns about a leadership vacuum in the army once its commander reaches the legal retirement age. It's important to note that an opposition delegation visited Mikati on Sunday, urging him to take prompt action to postpone the retirement date of General Joseph Aoun. Meanwhile, Caretaker Minister of Education Abbas Al-Halabi stated after the cabinet meeting, "Extensive discussions are needed for the postponement of military leaders' retirement to prevent it from becoming a source of conflict. The leadership of the army should not be left vacant, and the duties of the commander-in-chief must continue seamlessly. Electing a president." Moreover, in his address, Mikati highlighted the regional threat looming over Lebanon amid the conflict in Gaza, emphasizing the need for a more profound reflection on the domestic situation. He underscored the urgency of electing a president to rebuild institutions and collaboratively make Lebanon stronger and more resilient. Mikati also noted that he had concluded from his international meetings that all states are keen to preserve Lebanon. "Our Lebanon is an Arab necessity and a requirement for civilization. It is our duty to protect our homeland through unity, and by avoiding fragmentation." He then appealed to all Lebanese citizens to unite to shield Lebanon from catastrophic breakdowns and to wholeheartedly collaborate, hand in hand, in preserving our unity and upholding human dignity. Lastly, Mikati touched upon the Arab-Islamic summit held in Riyadh on November 11, saying, "The war in Gaza and Israeli attacks in southern Lebanon took center stage in my address. All kings and presidents demonstrated cooperation and recognized the gravity of the situation.